Adam Ferrara, Rescue Me, Comedy Central, Top Gear US,
Hello.
60 Minutes. I mean, come on. It goes on and on.
Yeah.
You're at the Improv all weekend.
One of my favorite clubs. I'm back at the Improv in Schaumburg. I will be two shows tonight, two shows Saturday and Sunday. But the biggest news is I'm going to the game Sunday.
You're psyched, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you heard the Patriots? Have they had any success?
Okay. I'm a Jets fan. So it's like, that's my Frankenstein.
Oh, it is.
I'm one of the villages with the torch.
You really are.
Burn the monster.
So you want the
Burn
Bears
the
to
sweatshirt. Yeah.
So what are you wearing to the game? Tom Brady sucks shirt or something?
Probably a kilt, from what I heard. They're
yeah,
very
they're
popular.
Very hot. Though.
Quickly, as a Jets fan, how do you beat the Patriots?
Yeah, if I knew, I would tell you. It's like being a
what
Jets
do we
fan.
Know? We only play the Patriots.
It's
every
like
five years.
Being in an abusive relationship.
It really is.
Like, I'll change. Take me back. No, right. You won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't. Like
year
like
year.
Last year, the Eagles. I was great because it was like I was the abused woman in a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden at the end, the Eagles were like the state trooper that comes and helps me and holds my hand and we're walking out to the gazebo after the monster is slain.
Right. You got to write that, by the way.
Oh. God.
My favorite Jets thing is when Mark Sanchez ate the hot dog on the sideline.
Yeah.
And everyone made a big deal out of it.
And then the butt fumble.
Butt fumble. Yeah.
And Rex Ryan with the feet.
What a rich history the Jets have.
The only highlight we have is Joe Namath. Yeah. That's it.
This is it.
Waving
Running off the field, waving his finger.
That's it.
The last good day Jets fans had.
Yeah.
And that was 49 years ago.
Yeah.
Other than that, things are
January
good.
12th, 1969. Yeah. Perfect.
How are you, by the way?
Perfect. Angry.
What are you angry about?
The Jets.
Other than the Jets, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm happy. You got it. This is beautiful.
Right?
This is, you got your own Ferris wheel now. Look at this.
Greatest radio station in America.
Here's what I like. Radio, and you have this view for radio.
Right.
That's
well,
perfect.
I'm a bit of a diva. Yeah. How's the family?
Family is good. Everyone's happy. What did I have to report to you now? My mother's in that gated keep. My mother's at that age now where women start to dress like Elvis. You know?
I think Chico's has like
that's
a whole
it,
line.
That's it, the Chico's. Yeah. I got it at the Chico's. And it's either Elvis, there's a lot of animal prints like Bret Michaels. Remember those that's 80s really, hair bands with the zebra pants?
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
You wear all black and then you throw in a little bit of zebra.
Yeah.
And then it just tracks.
Can she sing?
No. Not at all. They, she stopped smoking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She's 75. Now she stopped.
Yeah.
She stopped smoking, and she's in the gated community because apparently she has to be kept under guard or she'll spread lasagna and guilt throughout the neighborhood. So I go. Whenever I'm home, I go. And the guy in the guard shack is older than she is.
Right.
So, but you know, but we're paying for this with the homeowners association.
Sure,
I feel so much better. Yes. Because if anything breaks out, Orville Redenbacher is going to be the first one to throw himself on a grenade.
Do you like when the window goes down in the car and he looks out and you go, "Yeah, my mom." He goes, "Oh, whatever."
No,
just
not
drive.
This guy. This guy abuses his power.
Oh, you got to show him ID.
No, not only ID. He stands out in front when he sees you make the turn because you can see you got to go up the driveway. Halt. Really, Larry? Halt. State your I'm here every other week. You know it's me. I sign stuff for your grandkids. It's me. He's like, state your business. Okay, the cream isn't working on my mother's feet. They still itch, Larry. We might have to switch the ointment. I got to go look at the little piggy that went to market. She's got a rash. You want to come with me?
Does mom have a lot of friends in this community?
Yeah.
Do they love when you come over?
No. I go to the day room, I shake their hands. And my mother was the king of the day room when I was on Nurse Jackie.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was working with, my son is working with Edie Soprano. So they all...
I know. Got Anthony.
Yeah. So they all watched the car show. They're like Top Gear. They're like, what? Cars? No? Are they English? You know, she couldn't get the right...
How does mom describe it? She said, this is my son was with the fireman.
My son. Yeah, my son. Well, my mother actually scolded Dennis Leary. We were doing a rescue. It was a Rescue Me Comedy or the Toyota Comedy Festival. For some reason, we were working. It was Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
Carnegie Hall.
It's fairly good.
I think it was Toyota Comedy Festival. So Dennis hosted, and we all went up, and I went up, and I did my set, and I killed. It was one of those sets where God goes, let them laugh.
You can have this one.
Yes. He would be the vessel to bring joy to the people. You know, it's not me. Right? So
so God does sound like James Earl Jones.
Yes. I am your father, Luke. I am your father, Jesus.
So your mom...
Turn this water into wine.
So what did
all
your
we
mom-
have is fish. Make it last.
What did your mom do to Dennis?
So I got a standing. I killed in Carnegie Hall.
And my parents were at the were in the audience. And, you know, I was talking to Dennis backstage, said my mom and dad are here. So he brings me back out for an hour, where I take a bow, and he's like, and your parents are here. Stay. Your son just played Carnegie Hall. You got to say, and the lights, you know, went on. My, sure. my parents. At the end of it, my mother comes over to the desk. Don't you ever do that again. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know people were going to be looking at us. What the hell is wrong with you? And Dennis got all
cheap. I would have worn my cheetah pants.
Yeah, I would have worn my... Had I known, I would have worn my Bret Michaels headband. Every rose has its thorn.
More
they
of that.
Would not, my parents, they would, because they were always coming to like, you know, events and stuff. And they
was, very supportive. Very,
yeah, very supportive. So we were playing, one year we did the Rescue Me Comedy Tour. I was playing Radio City. Mm-hmm. And I said, Pop, I'm playing Radio City Music Hall. He goes, yeah, your mother says you're also playing the Mohegan Sun Casino. We're going to go to that one. He don't care. I said, are you going to come to the show? And you're like, oh, I'll be there, you know, unless I get on a rush. But I'll be there.
What's the one with the slots?
Yeah. That's where they
the
went.
One. That's the one.
Because they found out their Caesar's Palace points were transferable.
Oh, they love you.
Oh, they did. They love you. But, you know, they want to gamble and everything.
Of course, and you can't blame them. Yeah. Stick around. More of that in Ferrara in a second. You want to get tickets for tonight, tomorrow night, his Sunday morning brunch show.
Khalil Mack, baby!
The Khalil Mack Show. Simply go to chicagoimprov.com. Get your tickets right there. It's Adam Ferrara. More in a moment.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Adam Ferrara's here, Chicago Improv, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows tonight, 5 tomorrow, a couple on Sunday, it just goes on and on and on, there's no stopping him.
That's right.
Worst Halloween candy ever.
Worst? Yeah. Candy corn pulls your fillings
totally
out.
Agree. Yeah, totally
candy
agree.
Corn is the worst. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's? Okay. Yeah. You know what I used
your
to
chocolate
like?
And peanut
we used
butter.
To go to the rich kids' neighborhood because
yeah.
you got the
yeah,
full-size
yeah.
candy bars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they used to give out full-size Charleston Chew at this doctor's house.
Ooh.
Remember the Charleston Chew?
Yeah.
So you take it, you put it in a freezer, and they were long, so they would freeze, and you take it, and you smack your brother in the head with it.
Fantastic.
And then, because it breaks up into pieces.
Yeah, yeah, and that's how you...
And I'm good. Always talking about it.
And that's how you make it last.
Yeah.
You know what you do here? You go to Oprah's neighborhood. She gives you land.
Really?
Yeah, she just hands out deeds
that's
to land.
Funny. What'd you get? I got yeah. Montana.
Worst candy from the listeners? Whoppers.
Mothballs?
Whoppers and malt balls, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not bad. Candy corn's worse.
Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty I like. Like
Circus
I like
peanuts.
Thank you, Adam.
We talked about those earlier.
Yeah,
nasty.
Doesn't have any color to any.
Black Licorice, which was my blues name, as you probably remember.
I like that. Was my dancing name.
And popcorn balls. I've told you this before. If you
I'm
have,
not eating popcorn.
If you have this condition, get to a clinic. I mean, yeah. very quickly, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true, yeah.
Ask your doctor.
That's right. Jiffy Nuts, same thing.
Adam
really Ferrara. Bad in the summertime.
You got some TV coming up other than the
I got a movie
trip?
Out now called Little Italy with Emma Roberts, Hayden Christensen.
Wait, you're playing an Italian?
Ooh, Hayden
yeah.
Christensen.
Hey, look at you, little Darth Vader thing just happened to you. Look at you. The kilt did nothing for you, but ooh, the mask. And the voice.
So what happens in Little Italy?
Give Little me Italy, idea. It's two war. It's Romeo and Juliet with two warring pizza families, and I play Lord Capulet. So I'm Emma
oh.
Roberts. I play Emma Roberts as Juliet, and I play her father. And Alyssa Milano plays my wife, and Andrea Martin plays my mother.
Oh, great! Oh,
Danny Aiello's in it as well. He plays
what a
my
cool
father
cast.
Well. Oh, it was so much fun.
That's
yeah, it was so much fun.
Out when.
It was in theaters in September. Right now, you can get it on demand. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it wherever you get yourself.
Okay, that's 2 hours of my weekend right there.
Called Little Italy. It's well, very cool.
Anything pizza-based is pretty...
I learned how to throw pizza. In
did
the
you?
End. Yeah. Which was really cool.
But you're not eating
now,
pizza.
Now, that's the best... No, I can't eat. I told you, I come from enormous people. I can't eat. White flour? What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
I grew up on pot. You know, I pasta 3 days a week in my house.
Right,
and
right,
then your
right.
blood sugar spikes and everyone goes down and all my relatives come together. Because Italians, what's they do? They put a kitchen in a basement. They paint it red
yes,
and green.
That's right.
And they live down there.
Yeah.
So you're like the designated driver of your family? You're the only one that wasn't?
Here's the thing. I go to California. I get married. My wife's a hippie. We're talking off the air. So I eat like very healthy. She's very health conscious. My wife, I come home and you just take the ridicule. Hey, kale boy. How you doing?
Yeah.
How's your fish? How's that? I go, really? How's the type 2 diabetes going, Johnny? What do you got, 8 toes left? Yeah. Why don't you just drink your cheese? Have some haggis. Just make your aorta shut down completely.
Oh, God. When you walk in, you say, halt. As soon as you bring the food over.
That
halt.
Guy, I'm telling you, he's going to be there. Larry.
Larry, the guardhouse
Sergeant
guy.
Sergeant Larry. Guardhouse Larry.
And the thing is that I can drive right around the little thing he's got.
Yeah, right.
And, you know.
But out of respect for the great tradition of guard houses, you go through the paint.
I do the dance. Totally. It's me. Sometimes I just mess with him. Go, state your name. I'm not kidding. State Eleanor Roosevelt. Roosevelt. Eleanor. You know, he'll write it down.
You got to get the paperwork.
Yeah, this is his big thing. Right, it's like totally. When you go through TSA. That's their moment of power. Don't mess around. Yep, let them have their moment of power. Yep. I'm on the phone with my mother. I'm flying here. On the phone with my mother. Talking. She's on speakerphone. I put the phone in the basket. I went through TSA. Took my shoes off. The belt off. She's still talking. The entire time as I'm going through there. And they got to search me. So they got the wand. And the guy's wanding me. My mother's going, so I made the chicken. I can't have any more chicken. Every time I call my mother, it's what she's making for dinner, how bad is the rash, and who died. Those are the three beats.
And
what are you doing? I don't know. Maybe I'll make a nice pinwheel steak tonight. The rash is still intolerable. I'm in agony. And do you remember Rosemarie from 4C, the block 4C? Remember you helped her carry her groceries?
Sure.
Yes, I remember. Dead. She's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Great to see you.
You too, my friend.
Website?
Adam Ferrara, Facebook. Oh, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock your time. Go to my Facebook page. We do this thing, Talk to Me Tuesday, where I turn on the cameras every week. I get thousands of people come by and watch my wife scold me in the kitchen.
How great is that?
Yeah, I sit in front of the kitchen sink because that's where we get the best internet. And I get these people that come back every week, so come and see us.
Good times.
I'm at the Improv till Sunday.
One of the best stand-ups in the country by far.
Brother. I'm going to the game Sunday!
He's going to the game Sunday, and he's looking for someone to take him. It's Adam Ferrara.